Hello, everyone. Happy Q Day. Socia, girl, are you with me?
I'm here. Beautiful day to you and everyone. So excited.
Yes, yes. It's my favorite day of the week.
Me too. And we started the day already on the radio.
We did. We did. Connect with Kelly. Now, Socia, I have to say, thank you so much. My wing girl, my sister, helping me out, throwing in the happy hussy hut.
That's brilliant. Right. We have to register the product, the project. So I felt, well, what better place to do it than connect with Callie, right? We're just playing and fun, but actually it's fun.
That's right.
To actually create and consider. And the different ideas we started to come with, mm-hmm. It's just been fun, right? And it's because it almost started not serious. It's more fun to play with, but I can see it. We're envisioning it. So
that's right. Yay. And the more that we talk about it and put it out there, you know, it's happening. Envisioning and I can feel my toes in the sand. I can smell the spices in our little shop. I can see all the vibrant colors of the different spices that we use to put in our smoothies.
And your fabric flowing in the breeze. Of
yes.
What our clothing is.
Yes, yes. And then, it's so awesome. And then, hey, you want to go out and take a dip in the ocean? Hey, and this ocean is crystal clear, like turquoise, crystal clear blue water.
It's warm.
It's warm.
It's fun. It's fun. See, it's just playing. It's just playing. Mm. Seriously playing and envisioning. We're the creators. So thank you to Kelly for starting your show and this platform to share. It was really fun because I thought, I'm not going to talk about my other project.
Yeah.
But then this one was fun and it's playful and it just goes in line also with what Q's showing us, just to have fun. There's really not problems here. Just have fun.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, I think it's a great setup. I mean, you get your smoothie and then, hey, you want some coffee and you want some sweet buns, you can head over there as well, right?
Exactly. It's building the community already. We're just playing already. So it's unlimited. It's
That's
unstoppable.
Right. There you go. It's unstoppable. I love it. I love it.
How are you today, my sis?
Oh my gosh, I'm so good. I'm so good. I woke up just a big smile on my face. And okay, so Socia, I was inspired to, there's a song that I love that I wanted to share on the radio. I'm not sure if I'm going to sing it. I don't know. Maybe I'll throw in a line here and there. But today, I know that we were going to talk, we had ideas of what we wanted to talk about, but it can always change and we just go with the flow. So the song, I feel, taps into one of the items that we wanted to talk about, which is presence.
Mm.
So I'm going to go ahead and share this song. I love it. It's called Unforgettable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone's so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So beautiful. That's spontaneous and beautiful. What inspired you to sing? Who sings it?
That song, thank you for asking, Nat King Cole. And he sings this as a solo, but the daughter, Natalie Cole, she comes in And there's a video on YouTube where she's singing it with him. He's obviously he's passed. He's transitioned. And he's up on this screen and she's singing, you know, they're doing a duet. And I just started tearing up. I'm just like, this is so beautiful. And at the end, she says, thanks, Dad. Mm. And it just brought back memories to me of a father-daughter connection. And that's all I'll say. But I've just always loved that song. So thank you for
I have chills. It was really beautiful. I loved your combo of reading it and singing it. Really touching.
Oh,
really touching
you.
Right to my heart.
Thank Aww. You. It gets a little bit easier. Like, it's the first time I sang, I was like, wobbly, you know? I'm like,
your
oh,
own
great.
Worst critic. Your own worst critic. It was beautiful.
You're so sweet. I told Zosha, I'm like, girl, if you want to know how you're doing in your ascension journey, just sit and listen to your replay of your show and stay in neutral. That's a good indicator of where you are. And I have yet to be able to listen to that song that I sang.
I love when you said that. You just have to do it because, well, if you want, because you'll realize, especially when time goes by, it's like years ago, you'd have a picture of yourself. It's like, oh, I can't look at my picture. But then you look years later, it's like, oh, all right, that wasn't bad. You know, it's just, it's funny. What was beautiful about that, the first song you did is really what stood out to me is when you said, close your eyes and feel. So it really helps as someone who's been trying to find my own frequency in another. And you doing it by feeling it through you, it's easier to see it, feel it. I know, you know, how I know you, it really helped me. Oh, I'm feeling your frequency now coming through. So that's what we're talking about a lot with Q, right?
Wow.
Not
yes.
the identity per se, but how you feel your frequency band in your own. So beautiful. Really nice. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you, Zosha. Just, of course, everything, just such wisdom and depth in what you share. And, you know, when you said, when you mentioned you feeling me, so I've always loved to sing. And I did chorus and I stopped doing it because I got tired of wearing those ugly dresses that they made us wear. I'm like, this is hideous. I'm not wearing this.
Right. Well, you sit in the playground by yourself whenever.
I'm like, can I just wear my own dress, please?
Always with the fashion.
Right, right. We did this magical play at school. Just as a side note, we did this. It was a magical, right? And it's like the king and the queen in their court. And I got a pick from this jalopy dress. I'm like, oh, hell no. Oh, no. I'm pulling out the pageant dress here. Oh, no, honey. We're going to go all the way. So I did. That's just me. And I was having fun and playing. Where was I going with this? Okay.
I have no clue. I do have two technical show notes, but keep going.
Okay. And so I feel myself when I'm able to. So a way that I'm able to connect or feel is when I'm singing. And obviously it sounds a little bit different when I'm doing it alone because I don't have people listening to me. I'm not, you know, but that's a way that I can feel. So like what you said and how you're learning, you know, feeling your frequency, that's a way that, that, you know, fashion and, just the feeling of the fabric. I feel like a beautiful queen when I'm in this gorgeous fabrics and then singing. I just, you know, I'm not an opera singer, but I just, that's how I feel. So, you know, I love that you shared that.
Thank you. And I love that you shared that because it's another form of expression. Why isn't, well, maybe for some fashion is art and singing it's feeling. As you just said, just like artists, just like kids, it's endless. It's just feeling, however we do it. Who's
That's
to
right.
judge, just observe. Mm-hmm. So it's, thank you for sharing that because I love feeling your expression and seeing
you
how your spirit flows through you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for just letting me play and just be silly.
Of course. Where else do you go? This is a place.
Exactly. So, okay, Zosha, I've been running my mouth here. All right. I have some notes here, but what do you want to talk about?
Well, let me do the updates because, so yesterday, just to tell the listeners, I went, okay, Lauren and I are not techie, like really not techie. So starting the show and working with BBS has been so helpful. I wanted to try and understand this aspect of this BBS world and the show page and whatnot. So going back and forth, made a little couple changes on yesterday. I'll just say this. Yesterday, I went in to understand the technical aspect of it. So I figured out with the passwords, how to get into our account, looked at our show titles, and I went back. I really wanted to add details to the shows where we've had Q about the topics that we spoke about. So if anyone wanted to go back to a show, oh, when did he speak about Mary Magdalene? Okay, just added the notes of which show has Mary Magdalene in it. You have to click on the show to get the more specific details. So I played with all the shows and then I started looking at, well, do you know we have subscribers? I had no clue. I'm just so clueless. It's fun. I'm not, you know what I mean?
I know what you
mean. But I just want to thank you so much.
Yeah.
It just touched my heart. It's just so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who subscribed. Thank you to everyone who listens. Just thank you to everyone for being here with us. It's so, what words do you say? Connor Kelly expressed it. How do you just express more than love?
Yeah.
It's just thank you. Such gratitude. So what a revelation when I went into that world. There's actually things there. There's stuff going on. And Ryan and I are just showing up. We just want to chit chat. You know, yeah. No one shows up. We're just chit chatting like usual. So it's a whole other world. Thank you, BBS, for having such an amazing system to go in and peek about these things. So, okay. So show notes. So you asked me, what am I inspired to speak about? Okay. Yeah. So the same as you, you mentioned presence. Because, how fun was it, first of all, last week with Q and on PRQ?
Yeah.
Was it just so much fun? Like,
Yes, it was amazing. It was so amazing.
Thank you so much, Q, for having us with you.
Yeah.
It is. We both have endless love for you. Mm-hmm. Just such a joy. So what did we talk about and what things that were discussed is presence, right? You just mentioned that as well. I'd love to speak about peace. And I love how he equated that word to love. Oh, love. So kind of answers your comment, Kelly, love equals peace. And there's more I can add about that. And the other part I'd love to talk about if you're inspired as well. What is a 10 relationship?
Oh, I like that.
And I might add plus. I'm going to add the plus at the end.
Of course you are. We only want 10 pluses.
Exactly. So how about you? Do you want to add anything to the mix?
Yeah, I love that's on my lineup as well. And if we have time, feeling and how do we feel and what the difference is in my perception of feeling versus emotion.
Beautiful. And you touched on that. Do you want to start there first?
Well, yeah. Let's go there. So I would say for me, feeling is more of a spidey sense. It's an intuition. It's like when you walk into a room and you can feel it, it feels heavy. It feels dense. It feels it feels restrictive. It feels tight versus, this feels really good. It's flowy. It's uplifting. I feel expanded. I feel open. Right? Like to me, that's feeling.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. I've always used that word so often and wondering, what other word could I use? But it is a feeling. It's such a depth of, ever since I was young, that spidey sense, that intuition you said. But it's also, if to describe it, I feel it in every cell. It's kind of weird where I can even feel someone's pain and actually not anymore because I've learned to control it, but in the past, or I've learned to just stay neutral so I don't take it on. But in the past, I could feel other people's pain, their sadness, their joy as well. But it actually was very difficult at a time to learn how to manage it, but it helped me figure it out. So yeah, it can go to such levels. It's really the essence of our being, that feelingness. I had a conversation with and by the way, I asked my kids if I had permission to talk about them on the radio. They're so sweet. They said, of course. And then we got into funny conversations. But I can share an example of two men stories. Like my son can feel. And I'd have conversations with him because I could see it through him because I saw it in myself. So we've had lots of conversations about it. And I can go in and talk about the heart and all of that. But he used to also take on when he was in school. He was really debilitated at times where he would just was very sluggish. I said, are you feeling your roommate's energetics? Are you feeling, what are you feeling in the dorm? And he was able to articulate. So I gave him, as best as I could at the time, techniques to really detox, you know, get fresh air, energetic, you know, all of my methods at the time. So he was able to have that conversation. And then I spoke to someone else, a man who I've known for a while. And I could see when I was speaking, you know, when you speak from your heart, like you just said, you could feel someone. And I'm speaking to him and I'm speaking to him. And he said, you know, I actually don't understand anything you're saying. And I felt, wow, that is beautifully honest. Thank you for saying that. But it was such a lesson. Why, you know, later on, why can't this man understand I'm speaking very clearly, you know, really simply? And it was just interesting. And I felt, wow, that was such an honest comment. He cannot feel. He's just processing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was a great balance between the two examples for me to see, okay, well, what do you do when someone can't feel? You know, for me, that's learned, if I can't feel your heart, I now know I can't communicate with you. I can't feel you. So there's no back and forth. It's a tennis match of one. Mm. You know what I mean?
I do.
Have you had any of those?
Yeah, I have. And it's like you're talking and the person's just, you can tell that they're thinking about, you know, what they're going to do after I finish talking. Like they're not present.
Yes.
And interesting, I was talking to a friend, and I have his permission to share. His name is, I'll just call him California Dave. Hey, California Dave.
Hi, California Dave.
Oh, he's got some names for you, girl.
Oh, ooh.
He's got some beautiful names for you. In fact, he said she has such beautiful and harmonics, and just he, I'm sure all of the men, they love your.
Oh.
It's true. They love your harmonics. It's just very soothing. And
thank you, Dave. I love you, Dave. That's so sweet. And you just embarrassed him.
Oh, he's so neutral. He's good. He's so neutral. He's good. He's like, you know, like if there was something happened out in California, I'll say, hey, are you okay? He's like, I'm always okay.
Oh, I love that.
Who does that remind you of?
Yeah, exactly. That's living it.
Exactly. So I was talking to Dave and I said, you know, I was talking about, you know, feeling and men, and, you know, he's just has so much knowledge, and I'm just so grateful for him because he has been like a mentor to me. And I met him in a humanitarian group a couple years ago, and we just became like pen pal buddies. Never met him in person, but I'm sure one day we will. But he went on to say that, you know, between men and women, like, feminine energy is more of emotion and masculine energy is the intellect, and that men were taught to suppress their emotions and stuff it down, right? Because, mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to look like a wuss if you cry or if you show your emotions or express your emotions. And really, I just thought that was, you know, I was like, wow, you're right. That is so true. And the women, the same thing with the women, we've had the programming too, but, you know, and I say all that to say, I loved what Q mentioned on the, I think it was PRQ. He said we knew this, Zosha, the women already know this, but it had to come from him.
Oh yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It had to come from him. When the man, just allow yourself to be vulnerable and just open, you know, show those emotions. And that when you do that, I think it's so sexy and so beautiful when a man opens his heart and just shares his vulnerability, because it says, I trust you. I'm sharing. It's like the song, Elvis, take my hand, take my whole life too. He's opening himself up to you and trusting his heart with you. I didn't mean to go down that road, but you know what I mean? Like that's. Mm-hmm. It's just, it was so beautiful, but it had to come from a man.
Yeah, I agree 100%. When Q says something that ripples through everything. But what's also, just to reflect on that, what's beautiful in a way is the women are awakening first, because when I felt into that about the men, I felt, in observations of my own relationships, I really had to do my own work. Mm-hmm. You know, at a certain point when you're pointing your finger at someone else, other people, at a certain point I had to turn and really point it at myself and be radically honest. So I say that to point out, at least for me, I had to do my work instead of, it's tricky because it just can be kind of an energetic dogfight. Mm-hmm. Who's going to go first? Who's going to do what? There's just no presence. If you're not present with each other, you're in really that crayon mind, and it's just the male crayon mind battling with the female crayon mind in a sense where no one's getting anything from each other. So it has to start somewhere. So it is sort of beautiful to me that the women, the nurturers, are starting first, because the natural nurturers will create that space where the men will feel like you shared, if I fall down on the stairs, you'll still love me. Of mm-hmm. course.
Yeah.
And it was mermaid first to just be vulnerable. It was the female saying it first, the female stating it first, you know, and how do we state that? Because we're prepared. We know what we know what we need.
That's right. That's
so
right.
At a time I didn't know what I needed. How can I expect anyone else to know what I needed? So that's the beauty of stepping out of, remember Q said in a previous show, there's no gender in spirit. Outside of here, there's no gender. So it's really tapping into that essence of our presence to be first. But yeah, but it trickles down here in duality. We have to, we work this way. We have male and female. So the whole conversation, like you said, I'm so happy. It comes before birthing, right? Before birthing, we have procreation, and it all trickles down back to go within, find out, you know, be yourself. And anyway, I'll stop there. You go ahead.
No, I, excuse me, love what you said. And wow, it's beautiful. So it actually leads me to, so we talk about feeling, and exactly what you said, Zosia, it all leads back to ourselves. You know, how can you you have to be able to give to yourself before you're expecting others to, you know, be able to do the same. I shouldn't use the word expecting, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Before, you know, I've talked about presence. Okay. So before we can have presence with another, we have to have presence with ourself, as we all know. And, you know, that was my journey, because you know how it is. They get us going on the hamster wheel, and it's everything outside of you, you know, that we're focusing on, disconnecting from our spirit, essentially. And so the journey for myself, and I'm sure the listeners, is, you know, returning back to you, you know, finding yourself, so to speak. It sounds corny, but you know what I mean. So, I mean, it all starts with us.
It's becoming naked.
There you go. It's becoming naked, taking off all the masks, vulnerability with yourself, owning your stuff, right? Taking accountability, you know, and owning our stuff. And it's not easy work.
And like you quoted Melania last week, Melania, right? You have to, well, it is about birthing, but it's also about relationships, stripping down, healing yourselves. Again, we know all of this too, but there's still that process of doing it. And that's the beauty. We're all our own spirits. You know, it's each of our choices, no judgment, whatever way we choose.
That's right. That's right.
It's funny that we joke about nakedness, because I actually find it profound. You know, it is also profound to be naked. Then how do you connect with someone? Then you speak about presence. You know, remember Q on Mermaid on her first show, they talked about the expression of their connection, and they make great, great time for each other. Presence. Yeah. Just that slowness, right? Q said, just slow down. Slow down. And then that's where the feeling pops in. You know what I mean?
I do.
Mm-hmm. You have to do it to know it. And then once you know it, okay, it feels like that. It feels like that. Oh, wait, I'm in my mind. Oh, it feels like that. Or I can feel once on the show, remember I talked about it? You went, something was posted in the chat by BBS, and I said to you, oh, I felt you disconnect.
Yeah.
And you had to, because that was part of the show. But I felt your disconnection from our connection. You know, and you had to go to the side and do it and come back. And I do that too. I'm so not good at multitasking because of that. I get so in my connection, so in my heart, the other stuff around me is noisy. So mm-hmm. it's this, it really is this place of peace when you're in presence and attention with another. I teach that with my kids too. If I do a Zoom, we'll do once in a while a Zoom call just to see their faces. And I said, do you see what happened? You know, someone got a text from work. You just left the conversation. You energetically left. Not to have a go at, just pointing it out. Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, and they'll put it away. I get it. Work, whatever. No judgment, just observing to keep reminding us all. We're not present right now. If you're going to check something on the phone, I'll look it up and see what that means. Okay, who cares? You know, put that aside, do it later. Let's be with each other. Do we do that? Do we all do that?
Wow.
You know, to dig deep in that. I question myself, oh, even if I'm speaking to you sometimes on the phone, I wasn't really that present because I was, you know, thinking about something else. Yeah. But I wonder how you feel about this. Personally, I really do try to really slow down. And when I'm getting a conversation with someone, to really be in my heart, like really go through an exercise to feel it. And it's really profoundly different. Do you experience that or have you tried that?
Presence? Yes. And if I can share something that happened this week with me where I experienced a beautiful presence with another being.
Oh, yeah.
And your kids are, you're teaching them awareness. Oh my gosh. Oh, they're so fortunate and so blessed to have you as their mother, teaching them and showing them. It's just so beautiful. Zosha.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Yes.
I'm blessed to have them. It takes two. It's kind of the same thing. They're receptive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It and that's a male, female, whoever. It's a relationship, just to add this one piece. They have a receptivity to it. And I have a receptivity to them in the sense now that I can feel them. They're not in a space to hear me. So I don't, you know, I'm just there for them. And it's just this back and forth. You feel your partner. If they're ready for a slow ball or, you know, fast pitch, whatever, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'd love to hear your story.
That is beautiful. And I'll say for the, you know, it's really, just to piggyback off of that, it's really taken me quite some time to learn presence because, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, you know, speaking on this and preaching to the choir here, but, you know, in nursing, I had to multitask. You know, when I worked in the ICU, I had, you know, either one really, really critically ill patient or I had two that were both, you know, and so I had to multitask, you know, and the other job that I've done, you know, it's multitasking with computer work when I left the bedside. And it's, you know, it's the way that corporate America does it. Oh, let's you know, trim the fat, you know, and so, oh, we'll cross train so they can do 15 things, right? So you can't solely dedicate yourself to one thing. So it did take me, and I'm still doing it. I mean, but I have the awareness, as I'm sure every, you know, the listeners, and you have the awareness and you catch yourself. Oh, okay. I see what's going on here and bringing it back to center. But I will say this week, I went to, this little place I go to, and they have a little store and you can buy food and coffee, and they have a cute little patio out front with chairs and a table and umbrellas. And, you know, my office is no longer in a room up in my house. It's out in the world. It's out just exploring. And so, right?
I love that.
And so my office on that day was this little cafe. And I was able to connect with a gentleman, who was there with his little dog, and, you know, he went inside and got something. I did the same. And then we were both sitting outside, opposite each other at our own individual table. And he was kind of looking, you know, the other way. And I'm like, and we did have an interaction, you know, I opened the door for him and he was, you know, very complimentary and very nice. And it wasn't like that weird old man, sorry, but it wasn't like that kind of interaction. It was just a beautiful,
genuine.
There you go. And so sitting at the table and he's sitting at the table and I'm like, I want to go talk to that man. I just do. And so I said, sir, would it be okay if I come and sit with you and chat? And he said, sure. And so I picked up my stuff and went over there. And we had the most beautiful conversation. He was 84 years old. And he, you know, I shared my journey with him and what I've been, you know, what I've been doing. And he shared his with me. And he was just heartfelt, beautiful, genuine. He had so much knowledge. He, I could tell that, you know, just from him describing, you know, what he did, he was pretty affluent and did well, you know, in the Matrix sense, did very well for himself and his family. And so he's sharing with me, Zosia, he said, you know, why are we here? We're here to have fun. We're here to have fun. And immediately I'm like, mm-hmm, uh-huh. We're here to have fun.
There's and not that many of us here.
That's right. There you go. Wink, wink. And he just shared his journey about how he made radical changes in his life, you know, from, you know, leaving this investment firm that he started and then starting something new. And he left because he didn't want to do it anymore. It was not fun anymore. So, you know, he started and did other ventures, but in between he, you know, learned how to fly. And he was telling me how he would, you know, fly his family to a place that, you know, they got in Florida. And then he took up oil painting. Then he did some form of saltwater fishing and explaining it to me. And I was like, wow, this man at 84 years old, even though I know there's no such thing as time, but he's continually evolving and growing, curious about life. And I was just amazed. And he said to me, he said, I see what you're doing. I know this journey. I've done it. I see what you're doing. He said, you have a lot of knowledge. He said, I'll share this with you. Don't chase it. Let it come to you. What you're looking for, don't go chasing it. Let it come to you. And it touched my heart so much, just sharing this beautiful space with him. That's an example of presence. I was having so much fun, perfect attention on each other, right? And really feeling each other. It was that I probably will never see that man ever again in my life. That type of interaction is a 10 plus to me because, mm-hmm. right? Because he, the depth and the richness of what he was sharing, like it was absolutely stunning. So, to me, it was precious. And that is perfect attention and presence with each other. So I love that. I love that beautiful moment that we're able to share. And I even said at the end, I said, thank you for sharing your presence with me.
Thank you for sharing that, because what came to me is, oh, they're both going slow. They're both feeling each other. What inspired you to ask him to, ask to join his table, and what inspired him to welcome you? And then I feel, did you just say it or did you tell me privately? You spent a long time together and you didn't go trying to look. You didn't, you know, you weren't tight, like, oh, I just got to talk to someone. I just have to talk to someone. I'm going to guess you were inspired to go to that shop for a reason. Mm-hmm. And then look what unfolds. That's the beauty of being present to the moment, being in the now. That light that was shared between both of you, like you said, you may never see him again. And it almost doesn't matter. It was a moment. Just in the now, that's profound. That's where we're going. It's incredible, Lauren.
Thank you. And you know, I was telling California Dave about it, and he was like, Lauren, you know how one of your projects was to just travel and to meet people. Mm-hmm. He said, you just did it.
Mm-hmm.
You just did it, Lauren. It's like, you know what? You're so right.
I love that. It's funny because I love that he added the travel piece, because it's true. Sometimes, you know, sometimes people go see 10 cities in 10 days, and the race, to the hurry to go see everything. where exactly what was just pointed out to you, the beauty of what's right in our neighborhood, right outside our door, if you open to it. So yeah. It's really, really nice. It actually touches on something Q said that I highlighted. If I can share it as well, it goes
Please.
Right in line with what synchronistically, it was in PRQ and it was actually at the 17-minute mark of last week. Q said, I walk down the street and fall in love every day with someone who is paying attention to me from an authentic point of view. It doesn't mean I will spend more than 5 minutes with them, but we are usually at a perfect peace point when we interact with people, if you can find another. You're in a state of peace of what you are calling love. Love is a phony word, but your peace with another person that you feel through your heart is what we want or desire to remind you.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Like he teed it up for you.
It's like he kind of knew.
It's just this openness. It really goes back to being in the now and talking about presence. And my journey of self-realization and going within, reading people who spoke about it, there was a practice called practicing the presence and really being in the present moment. So I had a lot of study, so to say, about that. And it's really also goes back to your story. It's just, you said something earlier, which I wrote down. You don't know, but I'll share it. We move and live and have our being. In source. That's what you did. You're in your heart. When we're in our heart, that's our source connection. When we're there and we move and live from that place, look what you just shared. What can happen?
Yeah.
Not everything has fireworks, you know, to celebrate it. It's that inner state of being that Max Spears would speak about. Not our situation we're in, just the state of being we're in.
Yeah.
And also just to add to that too, I used to observe this too. Like it's very easy to enjoy and see those beautiful moments, right? The sunset, the man you just met, all these different examples. But can we, this is what I used to go through in my study. Can you also hold that sense of peace when the you know what's hitting the fan?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the challenge. Like you just said, if you want to know how you are on the ascension cycle, listen to yourself sing on the radio. You know, it's a funny example, but still, when that stuff's hitting the fan, now how do you feel? How do you hold that? That was my test. That's how I observe myself. And, you know, I used to just go sometimes letting go. I remember crying in my closet, really in a lot of pain. And I remember just saying out loud, thank you. This ducking socks. And I'm bawling my eyes out, but I have to, like you said, exercise, go to the gym, strengthen that muscle. Thank you. I just know, I do know deep down that this has a higher purpose to it, or there's something bigger about what's going on. I just had to let go. You're just in it. So it was really a profound practice to start. When you know, your child's pulling your hair, and then this is happening, and all that stuff's going on around you. Back to Max Spears, it's about your inner state of being, not the situations you're in. So
that's
can
right.
You stay in that state of peace when, you know, New York City's whirling all around you?
Mm.
It's a beautiful way. You know, the beautiful stories are stunning and beautiful, and they help give us balance and
it's just like
our presence. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't
please.
Interrupt you.
No, you didn't. Go ahead, please.
It's just like what Q said. He's like, yeah, it's really easy to sit there and be in a state of inner peace while you're at the, you know, like a monk, right? Go try to do a real estate deal in downtown LA, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it. See how that works, right?
Exactly.
Mr. Hotshot, go try it.
it's perfect that you brought that up because it's that beautiful distinction. It is very easy to sit on the beach and look at the sunset.
You know? It is. And then when the rubber meets the road, you know, whatever situation it is, it's this, you know, that's the work. That is the work. And then when you do the work, and we all know it's, well, for me, I'll say it was hard as hell, but oh my God, isn't it so worth it, Zosia?
Absolutely. And that's here. Okay. Let me add a piece to that too. Not to go at you, because I do it too. It's hard work. And even that's a judgment.
Yeah.
So right. go back to my, I'll say I had monastery training, so to say, like really hardcore, like crushing it to like really to let go of what was in the world around me. It was really beautiful. But like you said, it was even the point of reading some of the Ascended Masters, where they were in such a state of being, in such a state of neutrality, that truly they didn't even judge good and bad. They just, it just is.
It just is. Mm-hmm.
So that's profound, really. Because if it just is, oh, my child's pulling my hair.
Yeah.
Look what's happening in this moment. And it's that neutrality of just that smoothness and that presence that we discussed, and then observing it. Do I want to participate? How am I going to handle it? You know, it's just slower. It's really, I feel we could dwell in that space and this discussion for so long of all the different examples. What does it look like? And that's for each of us to decide in our own lives. So, but you know what I'm saying when I say that? Like even to up-level it again, is it even better? Good or bad? What is that judgment?
No,
there's no judgment. Yeah. That's why Q says you can't even judge. It just is.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Because that is a judgment. Absolutely. And that's, you know, I'll give you an example. So if you're, you know, it's a cold season, flu and cold season, and you're around somebody who's, you know, hacking, coughing, and you're like, you know, oh God, I judge it. Oh, that means that if they're hacking and then I'm around them, I'm going to, you know what I mean? That's a judgment, but it's also some programming. But versus, oh, observing in neutral and not giving it any meaning.
Yeah. And it doesn't, and if I can just add to it now, if someone's coughing by me, I don't prefer to be by that person.
Yeah, agree.
So I don't also get caught up in the, oh, I should just love everyone. No, no, no. Because there's a hardcore brutality I feel is necessary to hold your borders, hold your boundaries. So you know what I mean? So
I do.
That's where I used to get tricky. It's like, am I judging or am I observing? Well, I'm not. To me, judgment is denigrating that the spirit of that person. They're not doing this or they're doing that versus, oh, they're coughing. They don't feel well. I don't really enjoy that. Yeah. I don't want to be, you know what I mean? So I'm so glad you brought that up, because isn't that how we observe? What is your highest excitement? What do you prefer? How do you decide that versus, you know,
I know what you're saying. So
putting the crayon mind to the side, you know, to stop analyzing it and seeing it, just that total neutrality. I see myself not happy in that situation, so I'm just going to leave. What do you get from it?
I 100% agree with you. And I love how you, I'll just say this. I love how you take it up a notch. You know, when I bring up something, then you'll take it up another notch. And I love that. Just bringing more awareness with just preference. It's a preference. So, you know, how I feel into it is, okay, how do I feel in this? Does it feel good? And usually if it's a pinch or it's resistance, it's me not in connection with my source, my spirit, right?
Yeah.
And learning how to, just to follow that. And it's taken practice. So, cause I remember saying to myself, I'm like, well, it's just a preference. I just have preferences, and feeling guilty for my preferences. And I'm like, well, what's that, Lauren? There you go. Judging yourself, you know? If you like certain things, I like what I like. And I'm, you know what I mean? So I had this internal battle within myself, you know, on allowing myself to fully be me.
Yeah. And Lauren, add it to at that moment, if I go back to your story, let's just say a friend from childhood who you love called you. Now, what if at that moment, you're just not inspired to speak to them? Now, the mind game can be, oh, you know, I've known her for so long and she's so sweet and all of that. And you take the call. Well, now your frequency is different because you didn't really want to speak to her. Now, where's the separation? Can you love her and still not take her phone call? Because at that moment, Your spirit isn't feeling it. Your spirit wants to go sit with the birds or stay in peace. That's where it starts for me. It used to get to be a slippery road and still does. It's definitely not a world of perfection here. You know what I mean? But just that observation, can you love someone? For example, I had a friend, actually a dear friend from childhood, called me 2 months ago. It took me 8 weeks to get back to her. And then she had to get back to me and we left a message. And I was like, I really want to speak to her because it has been a while and I do love her. We're different. She's in the matrix. She's a beautiful heart. I connect to her heart. So I was inspired to get and call her. Now, some people might have been, oh my gosh, you haven't called me in so long, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't that. It was, wow, how are you? It's so nice to hear your voice. That's, to me, that's that heart connection I so long for, that it doesn't matter how much time went by. There's no holding anyone, being pissed off because they didn't respond. You know what I mean? It's just being present and knowing deep down there's a divine synchronicity to everything.
That's beautiful.
Do you see what I mean? Like where it can get really tricky. But having that, and we know this, you and I have discussed this, we put away our phones sometimes, you know I'm there, and we're going to connect when it's perfectly meant. We're going to connect.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's that, you know, because I know how that feels. And we've been so programmed to have to respond right away. And if someone asks, so this is something that I'm working on, you know, being authentic and transparent here. This is something that I'm working on. Is slowing down and responding and really feeling into what I'm, the words that I'm getting ready to say. It's, you know, because I can talk fast, I get excited. And so, yes, saying, okay, it's okay to pause, take a deep breath, feel into what I'm going to say. Because when you do that, it really, it seems that it comes from the heart versus, you know, the head. It actually ties into Zosha, the caller on timelines, PRQ timelines, a beautiful caller. I believe an Indian gentleman who is living in Germany. I believe this was, I can't remember his name, but.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
You remember that call?
Yes, I do. And Mermaid jumped on. Yeah, go ahead.
It was such a beautiful call. And, what he shared, because we're all going through some version of it. And it's really, it's quite simple. It's just stop participating. But then we have all of this, you know, the obligation of this, that, and, you know, so it is, and I'm still navigating it, as I'm sure we all are in some aspect. So yeah, I love hearing people call in because they assist me. They help me. I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one going through that. They're going through it too, right?
And yes, agreed with you. And I also love that call. And Q's advice too is just start with something small. Start with one relationship or one situation. And that goes back to what you shared with Kelly about exercising that inner muscle of feeling it. Feeling, you know, yes, it comes with observation. It's a challenge because we're breaking that old mold that had such control over our brain. But when you're in your heart, when we're within, none of that exists. And really what exists, and then you can go on to the creative aspect. When Q shared once, if he goes to his health food store and thinks about the clone at the checkout, is the clone there or did him thinking about it create it? That's a whole other level of all of this.
Exactly, because we are we're the creator, the director, the producer of our lives. I mean, Q says, you know, it's not there. I mean, literally, what did he say? You turn your, it's, what did he say, Zosha? Like, you remember him saying it?
I remember this might touch on what you're talking about. If, is your mother even there until you call? Mm-hmm. Damn.
I know, right?
Damn, wow. Right?
Yeah.
This is whole next level, really, realization of we create our own reality. Oh, are you feeling when he said it's blank behind you until you turn around?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What does that mean to you?
It means, okay, here's another. I'll toss this one in here. So the most recent article on the mysteries of Egypt, they're talking about, you know, getting into the king's chamber and going through these tunnels, and it's dark, and, you know, it's just, it's a hot mess. I'll say it's just a hot mess down in whose tunnel. God help me. Pardon the pun. Tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm crocodiles and this and that. I'm like, oh boy. Ron Amatron. Oh boy. But it says there, if you know, only the bravest would do it. And literally, if you're in Egypt, but you're thinking about a deadly snake or spider or something, some creature.
Right. In
Australia, then guess what? There it is. So you got, right? I mean,
awesome that you brought that in. Yes. Keep going. Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No. I read that and I was thinking, well, shit, I'm not there yet. Sorry, Zoe. Sorry.
No, it's perfect.
I said, I won't be going in that place anytime soon. I'm working on it.
That's what I felt. You have to get down on your hands and knees and crawl through this dark tunnel. I don't know that I can do that. But it's beautiful you brought that in because that's what we're doing.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. We're all doing it together at our own pace, and we're all supporting each other and loving each other on the journey, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much. Everything interweaves. That's what's so cool. Everything interweaves.
That's right.
The stories overlap, and it's just, I guess, maybe that feeling of timelines, just they just keep switching the timelines on us. But no more.
Exactly. No more. Exactly.
This just came to me. It's a segue though.
We have 2 minutes left. Sorry, Zosha.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, wow. This is unbelievable. Okay. I wanted to state something before.
Please.
Like you said, before we end it. So, okay. One thing, the Q-men perspective, Kevin and John.
Yes.
Kevin called on PRQ. They will be, well, actually, I don't know this. All right. But look, they're in the slot next week.
It's name it's is next
Connect
Saturday.
With Kelly. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the Connect with Kelly slot right before Sojourn. So join them. They will be speaking about the male perspective.
Yay.
The men are here. They're going to start talking about it. We're so excited for you both. And first of all, thank you, BBS, for all that you do for us. Thank you to the audience for listening to us. We really have deep love from our heart for you. I wanted to just end on this note, Lauren. Q stated this once for everyone. Live a life of redundant peace and solitude. Our heart will win every time. I love you.
It's such an honor to do this with you and play. I love you too.
It's my honor too, Lauren. We'll see everyone next week interviewing Q on the hour right before PRQ, Unstoppable Love. We love you.
Yeah, catch it. We love you all, the listeners, and we will catch everyone on PRQ Homestead next.
Happy Q Day, everyone.